good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Hi. I am so tired. I feel like I can see through time. I'm so tired. You know when all of your kind of senses just disappear out the window? It's like you're half drunk, you're half in this reality, you're half in another dimension. You feel all folded up and stretched out. You're in a black hole. It's a neutron star. What's going on? You just feel weird, but you're lovely and fuzzy, but also what? You can't think. Yeah, anyway, that's me. I'm very, very tired. And I was going to watch Sean Walsh's new special on YouTube, but I just can't. I don't have the energy. It's nearly 10 o'clock. I don't have the energy. I went to pick up one of the boys from Cadets, and they're always late coming out. And it's like, you're the fucking army. Like, be on time. You said 1900 hours. No, you didn't. You said, 2100 hours. That's 9 o'clock. And you're spilling out at, like, nearly quarter past. Not acceptable. I should have a go at the colour sergeant. Fucking ridiculous. What kind of shit show are you running? I don't want these people running the British Army in a few years if they can't stick to a basic schedule. Yes. So today was pretty amazing in the sense that my mate sent me a picture of the Queen. He's at Chelsea Flower Show doing the IT there. And yes, I know. Whatever you may think about the sentence, I know. And he sent me a picture of the Queen. He was, like, really close to the Queen. And it kind of freaked me out a little bit. Just the fact that she is so famous and omnipresent. She's like a demigod. She's always been there for everybody. I'm not even a royalist, but it the Queen. It just freaked me out. It's like when I went to see the Statue of Liberty, when I was standing like at the bottom of it, looking up and like just being there, I kind of kept on getting this vertigo feeling of like, ugh, because like reality, I was like, I can't believe I'm here. It's like something, it was so iconic and I've seen it everywhere growing up. And then suddenly I was standing next to it and it was like, well, I don't know, it just freaked me. And I had the same feeling when I stood outside the Cheers bar in Boston. I'd grown up watching Cheers. Used to, right, when I was about 13, 14, standard thing to do was get a big bag of Phileas Fogg crisps and eat that whilst watching Cheers at 9 o'clock. That was one of the things I loved to do. And then it would be like Golden Girls and then Nurses, do you remember that? And all of that kind of run on a Friday night at on Channel 4. I used to watch that. That was kind of the last thing I remember doing before I started going out. When weekends were suddenly like, oh no, I could be at a mate's house. And then we ended up, you know, edging into drinking. And then by 15, late 15, 16, I was just getting pissed all the time. But I loved it. And I loved Cheers. And then suddenly being outside of it, it's a completely different bar inside. But just outside with the canapé and that being on that bit of road, it was... Oh, it freaked me out. It was amazing, but I was just like, I cannot believe I'm here. Complete fucking trip. Anyway, I think I feel the same way about the Queen. It's like my mate said, you'd be so desperate to get her attention. Because he sent it to a group chat. And my mate was like, I'd have to get her to look at me. And it's true. Imagine the Queen looking at you. She's so famous. She's the most famous person in the world by far. I don't know. She's almost reached like some kind of supernatural status. And I'm not a royalist, but when she eventually goes, the world is going to be like, what the fuck? She's kind of like an anchor holding everything together. Anyway, that's a bit about the Queen. That's that bit. And the only other thing I'd say tonight, which I was reflecting on, is I keep on getting emails and texts from Universal Extras, who I do my extras work with, and I love doing extras work so much, and now I can't do any of it because I've got a full-time corporate job. And I know extras doesn't lead to much, it's not like particularly artistic, it's just fucking fun and interesting and exciting and different, and you're getting paid to be there, and I really, really love it. And it's one of the only things I think I'd like to introduce back into my life, but I don't know how. if anybody's out there who doesn't have a job, I would say do extras work. It's incredible. There's some early starts and things like that. But it's like I was hanging around with Hugh Jackman, you know, on my last job. I think if you go back and listen to that, I did a podcast on it. And you're just on set and seeing things and, I don't know, it's amazing. But just being on a film set and being part of it. And also, a big element to it is dressing up, which is incredible. They give you just ace clothes to wear. And I love dressing up. Who doesn't like dressing up? I remember one of my mates complaining about a fancy dress party, and I was like, fuck off, fancy dress parties are wicked, mate. Everybody dressed up in something crazy. It's good fun. It's good fun, and you get to, you know, I know it's not the most masculine thing to admit, but I love having a dress up. It's also why I probably like suits and things like that. Who doesn't like a wedding where you get all dressed up in a suit, or the wedding I'm going to at the moment, a fucking tux? Brilliant. Imagine combining getting dressed up with going to see the Queen. Like, you get dressed up and then you get a CBE or an MBE or something, and the Queen knights you. Fucking hell, what a day out. Yes. See you on the next pod.